And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Well, if you want a feared example of man in their face, here it comes. You know, we're gonna be welcome at the end de la bataille
squared.
Okay, you know, I'm not even sure I say that right. At the end de la, how do you say it?
Boitie.
At the end de la boitie
squared.
All right, we gotta make sure we get that in there. Before we get into, you know, the Art of Liberty that you're doing, and you know, we got the website is government-scam.com. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of your 5 billion of whatever, but the one you're pimping now. But why at the end? You know, where did that come from? I know who. Explain to the audience who he is and why you chose to take that nom de plume.
So that's my pen name. I'm the author of the book Government: The Biggest Scam in History Exposed. And in the book, I'm exposing the little tools and the techniques that governments use, not just to get obedience, but adoration and fealty. And that the original Etienne de la
Adoration Vierty, and fealty.
Adoration and That's fealty. Good. It's not just that we want you to obey. You have to love your servitude. You've got to love being slave.
You got to increase that social credit score, man.
And so it doesn't matter if it was, you know, the bread and the circuses or providing a, you know, a feast for the people, like, you know, now the, you know, the modern one is stimmy checks and, you know, but there's techniques that you
stimmy
can.
Stimmy checks. What the hell does that mean?
Stimulus checks.
That's
how all the cool kids say it these days. But we're going to give you a portion of your money back, and then you're going to go be like, like a tiny fraction of what was stolen from me back. And,
no, a lot of these guys, they didn't put any in. They were, yay, I took your money. That's, you know, when you go, they're buying votes, man. They're not even pretending anymore.
They're buying public support for the government system that's robbing everybody. And even though you might get this, you know, this kind of chicken feed stimulus check, the cost to you in the reduced purchasing power of the dollar,
your soul.
Yeah, and the limited job opportunities, and the economic, half of your income, and overt taxes, covert taxes, and inflation, we're getting robbed, and they get away with it because it's in on the media. So it's the subtitle of the book is How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government and the Media, and that's really what I'm exposing. It's the government and the media together using these techniques that were first brought to light by the original Etienne de la Boetie, who was a French political philosopher. He wrote in the 16th century, and he was the first to really kind of catalog the techniques. I describe him as a little bit like Machiavelli, but Machiavelli was like, hire me and I'll show you how to run these slaves. Right. And Boetie was like, these guys are dicks. And this is a scam, and they're running game on you. And I'm going to show you what the playbook is. And so in the book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, I break down what the modern playbook is.
You know, let's go back. You and I have been talking for years, decade. I mean, a while when you first started going around promoting the book, and it's gone through different editions, and it's really starting to take off now. And a lot of that was motivation. You had children. You're divorced, and you know what kind of input do you have? And they're getting brainwashed, and I'm going to have to do the curriculum for them. I got to write a book and show. And that was one thing I remember, just last year or so, you went on James Corbett's show. Of course, that'll blow up anything. Mm-hmm. And he was very supportive of what you were doing because it was illustration. It was visual learning. That was the one thing he was emphasizing on. Yeah. And that's a really good point because you're showing mm-hmm. in this book, it's like a coffee table book mm-hmm. and it has a lot of graphics, a lot of propaganda, a lot of the similarities between what efforts we got. Communist Russia, fascist Germany and
East China. Germany. No, it's East Germany. Yeah.
Well, I mean, fascist Germany back in the freaking Hitler on through East Germany of whatever. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of these techniques that you're going, look, man, they're doing it here, too. Did you include China? Was that China in there?
No. So the version that I've got out right now, it's East Germany, Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union and the U.S. so that people can see that it's a playbook. And it's the exact same playbook the Nazis run. It's the exact same playbook the Soviets run. My ultimate goal is to have international editions where we take out East Germany and we've got a Chinese version that's in Chinese and we take out the East German examples. We put in the Chinese specific examples and then the content.
And do the whole book in Chinese?
The whole book in Chinese with the content.
You're in trouble now, man.
With the content specific to China. In a way so that we could, because they're all run. It's a playbook. And we're like, how do we slave up a country? We give them a flag. We give them a social contract that nobody's found.
And we have crates of the book distributed in Hong Kong.
You got it. And so I'm looking for people to sponsor international editions, and I think that'll happen one day. I haven't found anybody yet, but the book has taken off like a rocket the past 3 months, and it's just been amazing. It's been the best-selling book at every one of these conferences, Liberty events. Mm-hmm. Pork fest that
there
I go
were
to.
Some alterations that you made, to make it more palatable because where you had it before, it had like an American flag with the stars being, a Nazi insignia,
Soviet insignia, East German insignia,
sickle, that kind of thing. And because it was low hanging fruit. He's got a Nazi insignia
worst marketing mistake ever. And I was trying to make the point that they're all running.
No,
the same
I thought
techniques.
it held just because it pissed them off. You probably got a big jump there. But at some point it had. Well, you got the book here somewhere.
I do.
Pull that up. Because I remember, this was something that was a big deal, to me, recently in the last decade or so, is that on the cover you have like a TV screen and it shows the kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance, where it used to be until after World War II, it was you had your hand down. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
No, it was you start out as a military salute. They were selling military socialism. So we're going to sell robotic chanting and oaths that we're going to have the kids repeat over and over and over again. And it was a Freemason-run publication. It was the Perry Mason Company. They published the most popular magazine in the 1890s called The Youth's Companion. And Francis Bellamy wrote
Bellamy. That's
Bellamy.
What I was trying to think of.
And they're centralizing more and more control. So they wanted to get the federal flag into all of the schools so that they could centralize control. So they had a premium program. When you got a subscription to the magazine, they would send you a flag. And then that's what got the federal flag into schools where it had never really been before. And then they also had the Bellamy salute. They had the Pledge of Allegiance and the Bellamy salute. And so the Bellamy salute and the Pledge of Allegiance essentially came out at the same time.
Through the school system.
Through the school system. But they popularized it through this kind of like Time magazine of the time. And so it was a media operation. So it's the government and the media working together. And we're going to control
all the
perception.
Same thing, same people, same reasons, general public opinion, collectivize everybody under the Sieg Heil or whatever. But the salute, I guess it started as a salute, and then it went, you pointed to the flag.
You said, I pledge allegiance to the...
And you extend your arm, and you might as well have been Adolf. I mean, so that didn't go over well. So they got to do this over.
No, it did. No, whenever. Well, I mean,
well, after a while, it didn't.
They got it. They got it in, and so the United States schools. It started. Appearing in the schools in 1892. The Italians adopted it in 1919. The Nazi Party adopted it in 1926. The German Army adopted it in 1944. And then the United States switched to the hand over the heart in 1943, where it became kind of obvious that we're doing the exact same techniques as the Nazis.
We'll change the hand position and it'll be okay then.
Right, right.
You know, and what I learned with Bellamy, when I first, God, who was it? A guy named Tom Jenny, that is Americans for Prosperity group. And he came out of Cato and he worked at the Goldwater Institute. We were friends, you know, but he's part of the, you know, whatever programming of Coctopus or whatever the hell they're doing. But he never lied to me. You know, that was one thing. Man, don't BS me. Just, just shoot straight with me and we can be whatever's going on and we can be friends. So he's been pretty cool about it, but he is the one that introduced me to this guy. We had him speak at the Arizona Breakfast Club, and he wrote an article about it. We did a whole thing on this, and I remember it was mid-2000s or so. There was a gentleman named Tom Rawls that was a Maricopa County supervisor that ran for governor as a libertarian. And everybody knew he and his wife that were Republican, you know, elected officials and so on, run for office and such, that they were really libertarians. And on the front page of local periodicals, they'd have them, you know, sitting on their bed in their suits with Reason Magazine and Liberty this and, you know, Atlas Shrugged and whatever. Everybody, we get it, you know. And so we were friends, and he was kind of our inside guy. Well, he got elected to Mesa City Council. And while during the Bush administration of we're going to war and staying there forever and all, he goes, to the Republic, I'm not doing the flag. I'm not doing the pledge. I'm good, you know? And they made a big deal out of it. So what did they do? They bring in the Boy Scouts and the old man, America and the Boy Scouts say in our pamphlet or whatever. So we went there to sit through the opening of where they do the pledge and everybody else stands up and all of us in front, we just sit there along with Tom.
Yeah.
And then, but going in the first time they did this, all the Boy Scouts, Pal Gamble, my senior editor of Freedom's Phoenix till he passed away, he created a trifold that had all this information, the Bellamy, the history of it and all that.
Yeah.
So when we were there, we're passing it out to all the Boy Scouts and all the people and everybody was saying, this is what's really going on.
Yeah.
And then they didn't like that too much. They were like, damn it, I hate these libertarians that keep doing this crap. And so people got educated on this. So when you use that as the cover for here, that's awesome. It goes from the beginning. We've been in this for 100 and whatever years.
People are shocked. They find out that the Nazis got it from us, they're absolutely shocked. But that's how they do it. I mean,
not shocked anymore. Holy crap.
So we're going to slip it to you as a religion. By the way, this is the fourth edition. And
we're up to 130 pages or something here. I mean, holy crap.
Yeah, this is the fourth edition. I keep expanding it and making it better and adding kind of more content. This final one, we exposed the secret history of Amazon. And I don't
is that in here?
Yeah, yeah, not necessarily the history, but like the big secret of what I believe the big secret of Amazon is. And that's you spin the Z. And what does it spell? Hold on a second. I'll just go and flip it to you. But if you just spin the Z into an S, what does it spell?
I don't know. Amazon.
Well, I'll just give you a hint.
Let me see.
So you can get anything you want from a Mason in 2 days with free shipping.
Hey, Mason.
But you shouldn't if you can avoid it.
No. Well, this is... you get this book and you go through it sitting on your coffee. A good example. Have you been to my home? You've been.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the bedroom that we got in the back there, we just had kind of a spare room and it had a nightstand, had a nice desk. There's a Wi-Fi or some electricity. And it was, and on that side of the house had a bathroom and everything. So it was nice. The thing that was most interesting is the books that we would put on the nightstand. And it was a lot of cool books, it was this about that, whatever, we'd have stuff there. And, putting your book there and so on. It's kind of, what is it? So I'm wondering who reads it. What kind of information are they getting? What are they, the experience they have from it? And then they buy a case and they want to send it to everybody and give to their kids.
Yeah, I've had, so in the past, so like I said, the book has taken off like a rocket in the past 3 months. And we've sold over 600 copies as what we call friends bundles. And so I've got a donor to the Art of Liberty Foundation that makes it possible for me to sell discounted copies as friends bundles. And so you can get 5 copies for $60. You can get 10 copies for $99. You can get five copies with flash drives for like 110, or you can get 10 copies with
flash drives. Okay, wait, flash drives. I haven't talked about that. I remember the first time that I interviewed you, I met you at Narcopoco. I don't know if we talked before that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
This is a new one.
Okay. It's called the Liberator. It's 16 gig drive. It's a credit card, you know. And Donna, come here, please. I'll have her take a picture of it and people show this. It is a card that has, it folds out, and it's a USB you can put into your computer. Yep. And we talked about the jury boxes and Wi-Fi access to this information at school, all this kind of stuff. And right before, take a picture of this and put it on the archive page, please. And then take a picture with it like this, and then with it like that. You know, do that one, you know, the back like that, and then fold it in and do it. And there was a activist group out of Korea that was taken, used, donated, you know, we got whatever 128 megabyte, you know, dinky USB drive of donate to them, and they would, you know, wipe them, and then they'd put, you know, compressed movies of whatever to infiltrate North Korea with Western propaganda or media. They just didn't watch a movie, a Marvel movie, whatever the hell, you know, and because they didn't have exposed to anything.
Yeah.
But they had these little tablets that would take a USB. So they did that. And when I was talking to them about it, we were helping with that and doing different things. And Howard goes, well, that's awesome, man. You know, that's a good idea. And did, oh, we're going to do a USB thing, whatever. Yeah. What did that turn into?
So 1 year, we, as I kind of like rapidly prototyped it as flash drives. So it was called Flash Drives for Freedom. And we created Flash Drives for Freedom USA. And so theirs was, we're going to smug because the North Koreans are controlling the information that people receive.
Right.
We're going to smuggle information into North Korea in these flash drives. And so we took their exact same format, their exact same logo, the exact same colors, the exact same swag, the exact same everything. And we created the exact same organization just for the U.S. because the U.S. government is controlling the information the population receives using the media. And so so we just, you know, as a complete spoof, instead of having Kim Jong-un, we had Trump. And it was the exact same poster. And the poster was Kim Jong-un with a USB drive as the mouth. And then they had a
And what was that for? You would go in and it would load it onto it or something?
Yeah, so they had a real cool like little display that they'd take to different events, conferences, things like that. And it had Kim Jong-un talking and blah, blah, blah. And then whenever anybody donated a flash drive, the display had all these different pictures of Kim Jong-un in it with the flash drive in his mouth, but it was a real flash drive port. And so when you donated a flash drive and you stuck the flash drive into his mouth on the display, it shut him up.
Ah!
So it would literally shut up Kim Jong-un. And so we made the same one, and but ours was like a prototype, and we never got the money to really do it right. I'd love to pick it back up.
It was an interesting idea. Well, these liberators, here, these cards, what's on this?
So there are two different, there's an 8 gig that backs up the book that we sell for like $15. And then that has the PDF of the book. So you can click through to all the links and all the,
can you search it?
Yeah, you can search it like a PDF. So everything that you would do within regular PDF, but the main thing is you can get to the links. So like now, like in the book, instead of doing kind of end notes, I made a PDF version where, you know, all of the major claims, the important things like, oh, you're saying like that the Department of Defense and the intelligence agencies are behind 800 plus movies, 1000 plus television shows. People may go, where's the scholarship on that? Boom,
boom,
boom. There you go. So that takes you to the scholarship or the fact check of whatever it is.
Is there some references to the USB in the book?
Yeah, it talks about the USB and has some examples of like what's in it. But the other thing that it's got is, you know, in the book, I've got all of the visualizations of, you know, media ownership chart. And, you know, I'm always talking.
It's dense. It is. I'm wondering, you know, let's talk about, you know, so that was the beginning of the book, and it's the biggest scam in history, exposed government. It's kind of like, you know, the greatest superstition by Larkin or so on. But instead of being, you know, so dense of, you know, a monologue from Larkin, you know, on everything, this is a more bumper sticker visual representation, the history of, you know, this is like a history book that high school, junior high should have that they'll never, you got to do it yourself. You know, so that's why I think a lot of parents, grandparents are buying these in bulk for their family.
Oh, absolutely. And family and friends, their neighborhood, their people putting them into like little mini libraries, the little mini libraries that are in like, you know, that are in the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
There's people donating them to libraries. There are people that are taking the Liberators, buying bulk flash drives off eBay. And then, with permission, so you can anybody that has a Liberator,
hell,
you can now
give me permission.
You can make a Liberator, and I've got people that are putting them in Airbnbs. So I get people calling me. I get funny stories of people calling me and, you know, that run Airbnbs and have Airbnbs and everything, and they put it out as the coffee table book in the Airbnb, and then they call and they tell me, like, you know, the interesting conversation they had with the ex police officer or the, you know, the ex, you know, military person that came in and
can't found believe it. You had this here and I liked it.
And I liked it. And it opened my eyes. And that's really what it's designed to do. So the book has been kind of like scientifically designed to how do you take somebody from zero to
50. Oh, it's scientifically designed.
Well, in my, you know, my day job or before I, you know, became the author and kind of put my company to the side, I used to help Fortune 500 companies. I call it learn at the speed of light. How do you use visualization in your meeting room technology, telepresence, video conferencing?
Get to the end, yeah.
Well, just to, how do you learn quicker? How can we learn quicker as an organization? How can we have a meeting where people come to the moment?
Well,
this is
the one thing James was really emphasizing. It was the visual learning aspect of
right.
It. That was one of the things that he really, because a lot of people, you know, they're that way. And God forbid I can get visual learning with a book. How the hell does that happen? You know, but it was Jon Stewart Daily Show's book. He had something about democracy of the eagle and the whatever. It was kind of the same
like
kind
a textbook.
Of, yeah, it was a textbook. It was more humorous, making fun of this kind of stuff, but it was really kind of targeted at the Bush administration. And it was really popular, and it was a good mechanism,
yeah.
You know, that is what you have, but a much deeper dive and neon flash and obvious of, oh, my God, and what you're trying to communicate is what?
Well, so it's how do you win the whole thing? So the book is one aspect of what I'm doing, and it started out as how do I educate my kids on the scam of the government schools and all the little manipulative, unethically manipulative tools and techniques they use to slide the kids, this pseudo religion of statism and the Pledge of Allegiance and the hymns of the national anthem and the Star Spangled Banner. And we're going to control the information you receive. And we're going to have red, yellow, green troublemaker boards so that, you know, anybody that, you know, kind of sticks their head up, gets
hammered
down.
Well, none of this stuff has ever happened before. That'd be wrong.
Well, but you know, I was trying to make it impactful on my kids. Look, the Nazis are running the exact same game on you as the U.S. government is running game on you. But what I came to realize is, because I was, you know, a productivity expert for these Fortune 100 companies, I would kind of put on my productivity expert hat and said, how do we win the whole thing? You know, how do you get around the algorithmic censorship of the internet and the monopolization of the media? And there's only one way. You've got to go door to door. And when I say door to door, you've got to be able to drop off a book, the flash drive, and a documentary for, because you got to be able to satisfy different learning preferences. Some people, even though it's a picture book and it's in it.
No, I'm with you, brother. I'm all about sign. Tell me the revolution that doesn't have a sign. I mean, you know, you got to be in there. You know, we did Saturday. We could have been making signs before. We're busy.
Yeah.
You know, and finally we had an opportunity that, all right, now's the time. You know, while everybody's here at the peak, you know, we'll make a bunch of our signs, you know, the yard sign stuff that we did. So we were paying kids to paint them and put them up and whatever, right when the photo was. And I go, oh, yeah. So we took a lot of people taking them. They're holding them up, you know, at the big photo. They have 3,000 people. And we put them up and down. And that has an impact. People like it. Going, wow. I mean, you can't not unsee a sign. I mean, you know, and then the book, it's a sign on the coffee table or nightstand at Airbnb. This is been very effective. You've been doing this for years. How long have you had the book?
So I've had the book for a little over, well, it was a rapid prototype for about a year, but I've had it out for about 2 years as in the format that it is now. And now this is kind of like the almost the final format ready for what I call the big drop. But the ideas of like, hey, you know, go back to how do you win it all?
Well, you've had the book more than 2 years.
I've had it in this format. So in it came out in this is the fourth edition, which is the, you know, the kind of ready for prime time version.
All right. Well, the first book that you did that is in this, you know, the paperback.
2017.
Okay. So that's been 3-4 years. So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Okay. So.
But it was like a side project and it wasn't ready for prime time. Now it's ready for prime time.
Well, you got a lot of support or interest or, you know, you had encouraging sales. I mean, what prompted you to kind of focus on it?
Well, I realized that, you know, number one, I was having success with it and kind of waking people up. And like I was having people, I'd have like meetings with people and I'd start flipping them through the book. And I'd had a couple of people that have had literally life-changing experiences where they came to that moment of insight.
They go, they get it. I
realized how powerful it was to be able to take somebody in like 20, 30 minutes into like having that moment insight. Oh my God, this is Nazism. I'm supporting Nazism.
You know, when I first exposed to it and I got, you know, early copies of it, they're worth $1 billion now or something. But they now when I go through this, you just flip through it and you're going, yep, yep, yep. Okay, I get it. You know, I'm glad somebody did this. I mean, I get a lot out of it if I read it, but it's really not for me to have the read. It's for me to pass out. I mean, people need to know that. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff that we know. And I mean, what am I going to find out? I go through here, I go, freedom, good government. Bad, 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 bad. I'm up to 20 bads as I'm going through this thing of the same crap that they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just so, and I'm wondering what the future is, you know, in the near future. When you went through the Trump years and that started to go bad, and people say, yeah, it's the same kind of stuff and Q and everything. They get your book and they're going, yeah, we're being had.
We're being had. You know, we're being shot.
So, so what's the big plan? What do you think you're going to do with it?
So what my goal is so when I put on my productivity expert hat and I take a look at how do you get around this algorithmic censorship of the internet, I call it the propaganda matrix. We're controlling every channel and we're doing it obviously with the monopolization of the media, six companies running hundreds and hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody the illusion that there's all these different information sources on the old media side. And then on the new media side, there's 2 to 3 dozen kind of new media internet companies, the Googles, the Twitters, the Facebooks, the Reddits, the meetups, Discuss, Amazon, Netflix, you know, go down Snope, go down the list. And they're all operating as a cartel and they're all censoring across platforms. So when the Free State or when the Free Thought Project got censored, and they got kicked off of Facebook. They didn't just get kicked off of Facebook. They got kicked off of Twitter the same day, and they got a strike against their YouTube channel the same day. And so these are operating as a cartel. They're all in on it together to widely control perception. How do you get around that? You've got to go door to door, but it's so cheap now to do the flash drives and to print the book that I can get it down
or access an IPFS. It can't go away site.
Right. Right. But you gotta explain to people why they need IPFS in it's gotta be a picture book. It's gotta be a physical book. It's gotta be backed up by the flash drive. It's gotta be, you gotta have a documentary with it. And so for about $1 million, I could drop 100,000 documentaries, books, and, flash drives.
Yeah, it's only $1 million.
And do 36 town hall meetings in 12 different communities in New Hampshire. And so I think New Hampshire is the place. So we can win everywhere, but first we have to win somewhere. And by winning, to me, that's either, you know, engineering a secession from the United States, saying we're not going to go along with this, what's going on in Washington, D.C., the criminality, the control of information, the censorship, the propaganda, the BS, or it's getting 15 to 20% of the population that's just not going along with it within the state. Peaceful civil disobedience, Martin Luther King,
it
Gandhi.
It doesn't take a majority.
It doesn't take a majority.
It just, you know, a loud vocal Antifa, you know.
Yeah.
You know, which they're getting support. We don't get the support. We got to just actually do it. You know, I'm
But for $1 million, that's not a lot to be able to win one state. And when I say win one state, just get enough of the population to where you achieve the 100th monkey effect. And the 100th monkey effect is when an entire population kind of comes to an idea all at essentially the same time.
At least you're not thinking small, you know?
No. How do you win the whole thing? I'm talking, let's win it globally. But first you have to win. We can win everywhere, but first we have to win somewhere. It's like the 4-minute mile. And that somewhere is in New Hampshire. It's the easiest place. We got the Army
here.
Well,
you lived here for a while and everything, but you spend time in Arizona now too.
Yeah. I'm trying to work it out to where I'm in New Hampshire in the spring, the summer, and the fall. And by the time it gets hot, I'm in New Hampshire springs, summer, and fall. And then by the time it gets cold in New Hampshire, I'm in Arizona. And then I'm in Arizona until it starts to get hot in Arizona. Boom.
You know, this
back
is
New Hampshire.
Well, this is, you're in the Verde Valley area up there, and that's a beautiful, you know, you know, that's a nice place.
Sedona, Cottonwood. Amazing.
Arizona is prime. We're going to be going back and having some fun in Arizona. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get back, it's going to, we may have us some fun.
Yeah.
And we understand Arizona. I get it. And it's definitely the same thing as here. It's just general public opinion and they're mm-hmm. ripe, you know, in Arizona. And it's always the rural areas of Arizona is like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
And then of course they try and go, oh no, we're all blue in the city. No, you just control the election fraud. I mean, you know, and the people aren't digging it, you know, so it's getting obvious.
It's getting crazy obvious.
And so when we went back this holiday season, we get there like Thanksgiving, you know, through the winter. And I was really not just disappointed, but surprised at the compliance in Arizona. And they just needed, you know, a little bit of love. We bring the love bus. We toured the state. We do some interviews. We start putting signs up on the fair. You guys want to play? Let's play.
Yeah.
And that just sparked, you know, that just gave enough confidence that people, well, hey, they're okay. You know, I guess it's on, you know.
Yeah.
And then it just explodes. Hey, it's time we can leave now.
Yeah.
You know, so here we come up there. When we go back, you know, get another dose of whatever is needed. And this book, you know, can be, you know, a big asset for that.
Yeah.
And the same thing, like you're talking about, you just make it available and people buy it in bulk. And it goes, even if you had a link to a file on the internet of a QR code of, you know, go here and it's available and you put the QR code, you know, the biggest scam in history or however you want to promote this in front of all the schools on a banner with a QR of the, just the fact that they can just blip it and students can get it down, which is what we were talking about. The jury, the Wi-Fi box that we had, which was, it's just a Wi-Fi that you look at. You know, what's the first thing they do when they go to jury duty or at school, they're looking for the Wi-Fi and it says, you know, jury info, you know, or government, the biggest scam in history, or, and they click in and the fact whether they read it or not, which some people will, somebody will, you know, kind of pimp it. It's just that the administration, the teachers and the principals and the legislature, they're learning stuff without our permission.
We must censor them.
Oh, there's got to be somebody's got to die, man. Somebody got to stay after school on this one. So there's that. It's always that. There's never a time that they can't, even in North Korea, USBs of I see the incentives, you know, what they're doing with all these countries, and it's coming here.
Yeah.
You know, America, I mean, we thought we were insulated at least a little bit. No, you're not.
Yeah.
This is, man, it's full on. Here we go. And this is a great tool. So I'm the future. I know you want to have, oh, we'll just give me $1 million. I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of ways to do it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. You just keep doing what you're doing. So sales have really picked up. You're doing
yeah,
well.
The last three months have been off the chart. So amazing for, you know, compared to what it was.
Is there a new
thousands and thousands of copies?
Is there a new edition coming?
So I'm about to, so the feedback I get on the book is that it does a great job of explaining how organized crime runs the government and the media, but among the normies, it just doesn't matter. Cause like, we just got to have government cause who's going to build the roads.
Right.
And like, I don't want my wife, I've literally had one of my best friends or really
they want the solution.
He was like, I don't want my wife getting raped by a biker gang while I'm at work. And I'm like,
you got to pass a law for that then.
I'm like, my hand is on my head. So anyway, so I'm working on a book now. I'd put it on the shelf or on the back burner when the COVID hit, called Voluntarism, How the Only Ism, Fair for Everyone Leads to Harmony and Prosperity for All. Just had a little business meeting with Richard Grove. He's like, why don't you just call it Voluntarism, a primer? And so I may change it to Voluntarism, yeah, primer. But the idea is same graphic rich format, same executive summary with the links for the deep dives solutions and the photos, but solutions, like explaining how there would be peace without it being the monopoly.
Yeah, that's
how would there be dispute resolution without monopoly courts?
That would be a freaking certain follow-up Corbett solution. You get a whole bunch of support again. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. We have so many friends in the media that really have large audiences, and mm-hmm. that's, you know, they've earned that. But we never really, you know, I'm the guy behind the scenes. I always wanted to, because if I'm there supporting guys like you and doing this early on, I always choose wisely.
Yeah. You're the first one, by the way.
And I'm first for pound it, because I understand the value. And you're doing that. And then I'm, it's not like I'm a secret. I'm just never the threat. Mm-hmm. They don't come after me because I'm not the one doing it. That's why I always say one less thing I got to do. Yeah. So I'm like, I'll pip the crap out of you. One big giant less thing I got to do, but how can I help?
Yeah.
So a lot of it is the audience we have. And I'll put my, smaller audience up against those million, not kick your ass, And it's just this understanding. And it's really starting to get the problems that illustrate here is very well done, and it's powerful, but now we're in the solution category.
Yeah.
Now we got to have a working example. That's why I'm encouraging a lot of the community stuff. Mm-hmm. And everybody keeps saying community. They haven't really thought it through, mm-hmm. So that hopefully we can do that, and this is a step towards that. So I'm glad you're doing it, And you've done other things too, but it kind of comes back to this. This is the one thing you think is most effective.
So yeah, it's been so effective that it's the thing that I think, could win the whole thing. I mean,
win the whole thing. You can't just say that. What the hell does that mean?
Well, so you've got to, again, if you're going to get around the algorithmic censor, the only way around is to go door to door. And it doesn't necessarily have to be my book. I think I've got the best.
Well,
book.
Define door to door. What the hell does that mean?
You got to be able to drop off 100,000 copies in a neighborhood. So like you got to go through a neighborhood and you've got to drop off at every single door in the neighborhood a copy of the book, the flash drive, and a documentary with a note that says, hey, so my advocacy,
I got a bunch of gottas I can do, but your advocacy is that it's a book, flash drive, DVD, empower everybody with this information.
A letter explaining that we're that the government has been hijacked. It was never intended to protect life, liberty, and property. They've been controlling the information that you receive through the algorithmic censorship of the internet and monopolization of the media. We're getting around that by dropping off this book and this flash drive and this documentary that will explain the basics of what's going on. And we're having a town hall meeting this week. And here are four tickets for you and your family. We'd like to see you come out. And we're going to have the local liberty community. We promote all of the local liberty groups within the state. And we have them table at the town hall meeting. People come out. It's a tier one event. We've got food, beverage, things like that. And we answer everybody's questions. And, oh, look, everybody's socks match. Everybody, oh, my neighbors are here. What do we do about it? You move people. So then you have a big move to moving people to some uncensorable, open source, distributed communications platform that can't be censored, or some percentage of people, so you can continue to communicate with them, the ones that are interested. And now you have now kicked off in a huge way a debate and a conversation within the community on, is government legitimate? Oh my God, it is being censored. Well, wait, I am being sent, like, they are censoring me on Facebook. And like, is this,
I can see it used. I mean, of course you got, whatever it is you want to do, but I can see as we evolve into the campaign season that, anyone, a lot of these forums, anybody's got an audience. You want to make sure you have enough to kind of pass out,
yeah,
at all the, where they're paying attention, where people are coming right out, And so I wouldn't wait until you can get it and everybody's, you know, handed out. But how can they buy it? You know, if I wanted to bulk purchase it, I know you got deals on it. Where am I going?
government-scam.com. And if you really want to do a bulk deal, if you got anybody in the audience that wants to, you know, help me get 10,000 of them out in New Hampshire, as an example, in a targeted way, then give me a call, because the really big order would help me get the.
I don't give a shit about that. I want to do Arizona, Washington State. I want people to do their own little freaking whatever. You know, pay me to free another state. Screw them. I live over here. Yeah. I'm in San Diego. Can I be free?
What I say is, you want to free California, free New Hampshire first. There's got to be. It's the 4 minute mile. We've got to break the back.
We
got
it. Stop saying that.
You're in the we. You are.
I gotta do whatever the hell I want.
If it's not this way, then how do you get around the algorithmic censorship of the internet and the monopolization of the media?
I pass them out door to door in freaking Sedona. That's where I do it in Arizona. I'll do it in any state, man. Give me a break here.
I know, but I want to start with it. I want to start in New Hampshire. This is where we got the army.
All right, he wants to start in New Hampshire.
Want to get around to Arizona. So Arizona, Wyoming, Idaho.
What's it selling in Arizona?
And Montana. It's selling all over the country. It's selling all over the world. I got an order from Austria today. I get orders from Switzerland, France, England, South Africa.
You guys are definitely on the list.
I've gotten orders in the past 3 months. Like I said, it's boomed everywhere. And I've gotten
orders. Well, it really took off from the Corbett interview, I would think.
The Corbett report got it going. And it was without a doubt, was the absolute the main thing, but then other podcasters and vloggers have picked it up have reached their audiences and everything. Yeah. And so in the past 3 months, it has just gone.
Well, you know, it always starts with somebody, you know, that's one thing, you know, like, a lot of the guys, you know, Ernie was my first interview, you know, Ernie did because I recognize.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, they're like, well, Ernie, I go, yeah, man, you need to, you know, yeah, you should do that done.
Yeah.
And then it goes off. I don't get any props. But
I give you props.
Well, no, I mean, a lot of people do, but and that's really never been my point. You know, the whole thing that I can see, you know, the power of different things, you know, like Richard Grove's autonomy thing. I'm all over that because I knew Richard was going to, you know, do some whip ass. Now, of course, I whine and bitch about, you know, how all the graduates are doing stuff for the home team over here. Come over and help me with my stuff, you know, and I'll pay you. Get your ass over here. So it's but I know these things are going to explode. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see that those are up against, because they don't see it. They can't. Yeah. They're not programmed to. They don't see you as a threat. If you don't have nuclear missiles, they're not worried about you. They don't understand. It's just general public opinion, which is why they spend so much time and money and generations and trillions of dollars taking over the education system and Zeke Heil into the flag of whatever the hell. And they do control the network and the media and the minds of that. I go, IPFS, you know, everybody take a drink,
you nailed it. It's general public opinion. And how do you influence general public opinion if people are being trapped in the propaganda and do not understand that they're having the information controlled to them? The only way to get outside the matrix is to be able to drop something off at their house. And they're like, what is this?
Stop thinking that you're going to vote yourself free.
Well, and also that voting's illegitimate and government's illegitimate and it's a scam and that's how they control you. And that's the con, and you're getting chumped and you don't but to be able to communicate that effectively, it's a picture book. It's a documentary. It's a flash drive with all the evidence, and it's door to door, and you just drop it off.
It's simple. By the way, it's not very long. It's fairly very illustrative, and it's, not super expensive.
Yep.
You know, it's effective, and it's been like tried and true around the world for a while. Yep. It's a tool.
It's a tool.
It's a very effective,
really sharp, really, really sharp, laser sharp tool.
And it fits a lot of activism that can be used. And so I saw it from the beginning. Yeah. I could get it. And that's why I was pimping it from the beginning. I'm going, pay attention to this guy. How are you? Oh, at the end. At the end,
squared.
At the end, de la boutouille, whatever the hell, squared. So this is, I'm really appreciative appreciative that you're doing this, and I'm of course always encouraging you.
One last point I want to make.
Wait, I want to get it. Government-scam.com. Make sure it's government-scam.com.
Now the final point I want to make, and I want to make because this is really important. I gave the example, and when I was telling you that, you know, like hitting every house on the block, I wouldn't hit every house on the block. And so one of the things I learned when I worked at Cato, one of the big think tanks, it was part of the Koch-topus, is the Kochs, while they are evil and they're wasting everybody's time and rigged elections and the fact that, you know, this, they actually spend their money fairly wisely in the sense that they understand that they're not going after everybody. They're going after the 10 to 15% of the population that makes a difference. They're going after the entrepreneurs, the business executives, the professoriate, the bloggers, the vloggers, the radio talk show hosts, the culture creators, the artists. And so using modern demographic science in a state like New Hampshire or Arizona or Wyoming or Idaho or Montana that has a small enough population that you can get to the majority of the population fairly cost effectively, you don't have to get to everybody. You can target.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that. Yeah. My thing has been more of a blanket everybody gets to see. It's a sign thing because the people that come out or wake up or exposed or encouraged by this kind of material, you can't track. You can't get them. You can't predict what time. I mean, in majority in marketing, of course you can. I mean, that's what social media is all about, is get your profile so Amazon sets you up there. So you want to watch this movie and buy this product, don't you? I can't believe that. Okay, maybe I do. Yeah. I mean, you know, so I'm more of a blanket. You're trying to, you don't know where it comes from.
Right.
With the Levolution, it's just been from, that's why I always ask, what was your first memory? You know, how, what made you this way? I was, you know, from Autonomy. This is one of my new best stories. We were talking to Lisa, you know, Manfredi over there. And, you know, who made you like this? You know, was it a parent, an aunt, uncle, employer, coach, a teacher? I mean, you know, how did you, after about an hour of talking to her, it comes out, it was her brother the whole time. I'm sorry, I didn't say brother, you know.
Yeah.
It's always somebody that does this, you know, that's the nudge, you know, or the representation or the confidence or the, so I'm always trying to be that. I just, you know, somebody can point to something, some sign, some meme, some slogan, some bumper sticker that sends them down the path and they find your book, you know? So this is, I'm not forgetting about those people because I know they're there. Mm-hmm. I have way too much experience to know. It's just a latent, you know, one freaking law, one, you know, politician, one experience with building code of my fence. If I want to build in the shed, if I bought land, if I'm not allowed and you're going to have to, and your well's bad because we say person is freaking and it flips their switch and they know where to go.
Yeah.
Because all the activism we did in Arizona, the benefit you're getting from Arizona started in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, that all that, you know, was, it didn't just grow out of nothing. We spread the manure, man.
Yeah.
You know, and you're a really good, resource for us to make use of. So everybody check it out. government-scam.com. Etienne de la Bouteille. Yeah, whatever. I can say what I want to. Squared. All right. Peace, man. Thanks.